mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. Now into hour number two. Believe me, you do not want to miss the guest we've got coming up. Since you were attacked too, Paul, I'm not going to have you for the full hour with the guest, but I do want you to stay 10, 15 minutes with us into the first segment with him coming up here in about 30 minutes so you have a chance to respond. John Sanders, and they're there, I guess, at the John Lott Center and is a policy analyst at the Pope Center for Higher Education Policy, writes for Front Page Magazine. Before he gets on with us, we'll talk about the New American hit piece that really shows us where they're at. And it will also cover a bunch of other key issues and jam a few calls in. Paul, we talked about this some in the last hour. Just how many criminals are being hired, how they're hiring aggravated felons who happen to be illegal aliens, according to the Washington Times, to make up large portions of the new military. FEMA's inspectors included criminals. Agency relied on them for honest reports. And they knew they were criminals. And people always wondered why they'd rob your houses, wouldn't let you in your home, taser you after a week and a half being gone as your dogs starve to death, why they're so brutal. It's because they're hardcore felons. Paul?
Well, yes. It's like in Iraq, the people that will take a taxi driver's car who stole some planks of wood and run it over, basically because they're gang members and they need to swear an oath to the gang. And it's the same case with government and the hiring of these criminals. We've had cases in the past, as I mentioned before the break, where they would hire convicted sex offenders to child protection roles in government. We've had articles about the FBI using informants who were murderers, keeping them protected for decades in some cases, throughout the 70s, 80s and 90s. So when the top of the chain is criminals, then they'll hire criminals as their underlings. I mean, it's the same in any system.
Let me read this. FEMA's inspectors include, well, I'll cover it when we get back after the break. Let's jam a call in right now. Let's talk to Sean in Alabama. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. First, let me apologize for calling on my cell. The battery in my handset.
That's all right. Go ahead, sir.
This five-year-old, what we're seeing is society turned on its ear.
No, they're training us to be prisoners, and they need to get everybody into the system. It's about institutionalization.
Well, yeah, but it's also about a society that's calling good evil and evil good.
I mean, yes.
When you refuse to discipline a child, that is not a sign of love. It's a sign of hate.
Well, also, it means that it's so the system can discipline them.
Well,
it's so they can get their mitts on them.
Well, yeah, but they're really not even disciplining. They're just getting under the system because the discipline back when I was in school would have been the principal would have paddled my backside.
It's simple. We didn't have this in school. We didn't have one-tenth of this in the school when the principals would paddle you.
Exactly.
And they took that out, and then all the shooting and everything else started. It's simple. You've killed a lot of children, you Dr. Spock people.
Exactly. And if you refuse to discipline a child, you hate that child. If you love a child, you discipline them when they need it.
And what they do in the media is hold up the example of the drunken, evil father, you know, with the tire iron beating a child to death. That's criminal. Arrest them, put them in prison, execute them, whatever. But no, now it's yelling at your child as abuse. We're taking your children. But then we're going to have cops taser them and take them to the FEMA camp.
Well, exactly. I mean, you've got parents that won't discipline children because they're afraid of the state. You have the state in the form of schools that won't discipline children because they're afraid of
being
sued by
the parents. That leaves all authority That leaves all authority with the state.
Well, also, it creates little tyrants that have no respect and no self-control, which is what they want.
And you add Twinkies and Coca-Cola four times a day on average and 4.5 hours of TV a day, you have really screwed up children.
Exactly. It's just more evidence that our society's been turned completely on its
ear. But this five-year-old did nothing, folks. You can go watch the video. We're helping her.
The parts that I watched that they were showing this morning, there's more to it. She was tearing stuff off the walls, turning chairs over.
Stay there. We'll let you finish on the other side. Quickly. I got a lot of stuff to cover.
Alex Jones.
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the last year, there has been a flotilla, a mass of hit pieces against myself and others that are exposing government involvement in 9/11 from the left, the right, from the establishment media, the so-called alternative media, and always leads back to the globalist. We'll be talking about that here in a few minutes. The last hour, we talked a lot about this little 5-year-old black girl who is, the teacher's trying to grab a hold of her, and she's like spatting her. And I had heard the reports that, you know, she threw something off a shelf and knocked over a chair. I looked at a bunch of different newscasts, never saw that. And it's classic media control that they'll create the argument, is this okay to do? Well, yeah, we got to protect her by giving her a felony record. A 5-year-old, next will be 4-year-olds, I predict, and then 3-year-olds, then 2-year-olds. They already put tens of thousands of 2-year-olds on Ritalin and Prozac and put them in solitary confinement on Thorazine in some cases because they cry for their parents when they're taken. That's considered to be mental illness, crying for your parents and having a tantrum. And then, yeah, this sounds like the classic M.O. Then bring out more of the tape later and say, see, it's reasonable. It's never reasonable to taser 6-year-olds. It's never reasonable to handcuff 5-year-olds. This type of behavior has always been out there, and children were disciplined by the school. But not anymore. You can't do that. We've got to take you to jail, get you in the system. We've got to help you with a felony charge. Real fast, Sean, you got to finish up what you were saying.
Okay, real quick, what I wanted to say is that human nature, that when a person doesn't feel loved or cared for, human nature is to lash out violently. And the way that you show a child that throws a tantrum like this that you love them is not to call the cops. You show them that you love them by caring enough about what they're doing to discipline them and to
Discipline is a hard thing if you really love your children or care about the children you're taking care of. And, you know, many times, I mean, it's so easy, folks, to restrain a five-year-old to simply, you know, hug them in a bear hug and tell them no. But, see, the teacher can't even do that. And by the time they're a few years older, I mean, I remember being in first grade and being taken to the principal's office, and they had, you know, the little paddle that looks like the paddle, you know, that you bong the ball with, and getting a pop. And I think that happened one time in all of first grade, and I didn't misbehave again. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. But no, we're going to have cops come, crank your arms behind your back, put you in handcuffs, and charge you with a felony. Paul Watson, that's loving, isn't it?
Indeed. A large part of it also is, I mean, discipline. A large part of discipline with children is respect. So if you as a father are a strong father, then the child obviously respects you, and you give that respect back. But with all these sitcoms and things like this showing weak father figures, then
that's always Fox is the worst. The father is always bad. But they're Christian and conservative.
Exactly. So, I mean, they show these weak father figures, and it only encourages fathers to become, you know, more, you know, lethargic and just drink beer on weekends and not even try to relate to their own kids. And it's a vicious circle, because then the kids don't have any respect and they misbehave.
It's a real pleasure to raise your children and to raise them up strong and enlightened and informed. And the way to get through to your children, folks, is to explain to them, this government wants to put you in a prison camp. They want to put you on drugs. They are the enemy. They are out to get you. They are predators. Because children are designed to be warned about predators from our most early development. And you've got to teach them. And if you teach a child that, they're going to behave. That's just like you teach a child with fables like Little Red Riding Hood about the big bad wolf. That's a story to warn you about. Don't talk to strangers. You got to teach children that this government is your enemy, is out to get you, and is out to drug you and destroy you. And that goes for cops. You know, you to train your children this. Cops, they'll put your children in the system. This goes for everybody. The system is your enemy. That doesn't mean everybody in the system is your enemy, but the prime directives are predatory. Paul?
Well, that's the case, and it's amazing how many children, and then people right up to, you know, my age, go around thinking that doing drugs is so cool, completely oblivious that the government ships them in the large majority of cases. Cocaine's been proven to be
good
in
operation. I'll tell you what's cool. Doing 100 push-ups every morning, which I'm trying to start doing again. I'm getting back in shape. It feels good. Riding your bike, you know, 15, 20 miles, jogging, reading, you know, 20 books to your children, finding a good church, being strong, trying to eat good food, trying to be healthy. I'll tell you what's rebellious is being straight and strong and loving your woman, loving your man, not fighting with each other, men and women. The whole society's been designed to turn you against each other. That's what's cool. That's what's rebellious.
Exactly, but I mean, the peer pressure is so strong because peer pressure comes from culture, and who creates the culture? MTV and Sumner Redstone and people like this. So, I mean, that's why a lot of people homeschool, and then it gets demonized as terrorism.
Well,
so
I've said this 50 times, I'll say it again. I want you to picture a elementary school, 200 students out in the big parking lot, big school, Northern Michigan. I want you to picture regional SWAT teams, over four SWAT teams, black mask, fake blood, fake arms, fake intestines, splattered in buckets on the children, buses, smoke bombs in the buses, the children with grown men running around with submachine guns screaming, I am the homeschool defense group. We are homeschoolers against public education. We are killing you. Ha, ha, ha. 7-year-olds, this was in the Associated Press, like it was normal, though. They were saying it was good. Crying, saying, help me, help me. Fake blood splattered everywhere. This was done all over the country, similar drills. I've been to them. I've shot video of them. It's in Road to Tyranny. They even blew up cars in Central Texas. Cars smoking, helicopters, fake intestines, blood splattered, robots with shotguns, special forces troops. You think I'm joking, folks? Robots with shotguns. You've got to see this video. And this is mass brainwashing. You think putting people in a sports stadium with projectors, you know, telling you communism is good as brainwashing, that is. But you think about the mind control, the sheer
evil 1984 brainwashing of elementary students splattered with fake intestines and gallons of fake blood, being told homeschoolers are going to kill you. That child's going to hate homeschoolers for the rest of their life. They're going to have nightmares about homeschoolers when homeschoolers have never done anything to anybody. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, wasn't it the case with the FBI flyer in Phoenix, Arizona, just after 9/11?
Those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. Christians are terrorists. Gun owners are terrorists. Paul, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, lone individuals, and I believe it also included homeschoolers. So, I mean,
Project Mosquito lists homeschoolers as terrorists.
Those are the targets. That's who the war on terror is really on, homeschoolers.
And now the feds are trying to ban homeschoolers from being in spelling bees and geography bees because they're winning them all.
Yeah, which completely betrays, you know, public schooling and the fact that homeschoolers are not only more straight, more moral, more successful later in life, but they're more intelligent because they don't have all these peer pressure and distractions which drag them back all the time.
And Paul, if I sound really mad today, it's because all these hit pieces and the rest of it. If I sound upset, folks, you get upset about football and baseball and yell and scream. I'm upset. I mean, cameras in little girls' showers at public schools, children on Ritalin having heart enlargement and brain shrinkage and heart attacks all over the country, 5-year-olds being arrested. I mean, folks, this is insane. This is a normal response to this insanity. Paul, let's shift gears quickly. We got about 4 minutes in this segment, 5 minutes in the next, and the guest is joining us. I want you to be with us for a little while with him. But let's start with the New American hit piece first, the neocon, New American, fake conservative, fake anti-New World Order. Let's start with that first.
Well, basically, it's a rehash of the Ben Chertoff Homeland Security Popular Mechanics strawman hit piece, if not weaker, because they, with the situation, basically, they attack people who talk about pods on the bottom of Flight 175, talk about no plane hitting the Pentagon, which we have tried to be balanced on. We've presented arguments from both sides. But then later on in the article, they start attacking people who say that bombs were used in the World Trade Center attack. And they mention Alex Jones and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as others.
Larry Silverstein says they blew it up. The AP was told, get back, we're going to blow the building up. I mean, do they talk about that?
No, the foundation of it is as Popular Mechanics use, they use an article written for us by someone else.
And Jasper will not come on this show and debate us. They will never debate us. Because they can't. We will play public officials saying they blew it up. Sorry, go ahead.
They don't use the firefighter's testimony. They don't use Silverstein admitting 7 was pulled. They don't use the seismographs, the people in the towers, people on the ground, all of which, you know, has been on our website for over 3 years. And they need to keep up with government cover stories because they're behind the times on this one. They've rehashed these engineers' comments, the same ones that Popular Mechanics used, where they said they knew the planes alone would be enough to take the towers down, which goes against every, you know, historical example of a steel building catching on fire. When even the government, in the latest federal report, concludes that the planes were not the cause of the collapse.
The buildings were not built properly.
Yeah, they blame faulty fireproofing, which is obviously another story.
That is the new official FEMA line. So we've had 4 different lines here, Paul. Which one's right? Which conspiracy theory is right? When we have the owner saying he blew it up.
But the point is, now that even the government admits that the planes weren't the cause, and New American Popular Mechanics are still reporting that they were, so they're behind on the government cover stories. And then we had that New York Times article from the 70s where they had a fire in the North Tower of the World Trade Center. So, you know, any faulty fireproofing would have been clearly evident and taken care of back then.
Number one, fireproofing wasn't, even though they had asbestos fireproofing on the pillars, still, those cool fires don't melt or destroy giant 4-foot-around, 6-foot-around girders.
And the fires were basically out just before the collapse, as the firefighters' tapes clearly show. Minimal fires.
I want you to read the specifics of what they said about us when we get back, and then I want to get into the latest Front Page Magazine hit piece. And we've got him coming on, the guy that wrote it, so we salute his courage. I can't wait.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
The controlled left calls me a fascist. The controlled right calls me a communist. When really I just want liberty and freedom. Yes, I know Bush is very conservative. He wants open borders and a $2.6 trillion budget and gun control and appointing all these pro-abortion people. And that's conservative. You're against it. You're an evil communist. It's amazing. This latest hit piece by Front Page Magazine, and we have the gentleman who wrote it coming up, John Sanders. It's interesting, Paul. I mean, there's so many things that he attempts to do in this article. It's almost comical. I mean, the way the article opens up is talking about presidents and aliens. No one's saying that. I mean, this is just classic, Paul.
Well, yeah, front page magazine, I mean, most people see it as a neocon publication. The owner, David Horowitz, is basically an ex-beatnik lefty, like Michael Wiener Savage. One of the things in the article is that...
They're not ex at all. They met at the Fourth International. This is Washington Post, Toronto Star, and they said, we will take over from within, and they did. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And one of the major problems that we've got with it is that it takes three headlines from, I believe it's prisonplanet.com, it may be a similar website, but it's the same thing. It takes three headlines from the day you wrote the article and just reprints them without comment, like, oh, look at these crazy headlines, who would believe this website? And the three headlines, one is from the London Guardian, another is from Reuters, and the third is from Hearst Publishing, which also publishes Popular Mechanics, who also attacked us, which is about the fake screened audiences at the Bush Town Hall meetings. So he takes a headline, which is supposedly kooky, from a publication which attacked us in the same way that he's attacking us. And then the other two are Reuters and London Guardian.
And then he basically says, these nuts believe Bohemian Grove exists.
Yeah.
That's like saying they believe that there's a capital in Washington, D.C. They believe that a moon orbits the Earth.
And then there's the photo on the front page of this professor's website, who you had on the air, showing what you believe is Spanish secret police or Italian.
Yeah, it's clearly Spanish secret police.
And Professor Christensen, before she removed it, because obviously it was confusing people with a lack of intelligence, she had a sarcastic comment up there, like, that's me on the left, is blatantly a
sarcastic. Yeah, we do that all the time. I mean, you know, saying this five-year-old's Al-Qaeda, we're not serious, folks. And I notice he lists all of her, or some of her sources. Well, there's also Haaretz and the Associated Press and UPI on her website. Does that mean that now Christensen is Jewish? You know, she links to left, to conservative. She links to all this stuff. So now she's associated with everything she links with.
Well, exactly. I mean, we...
But he links... Wait a minute. But this guy links to her. Does that mean he's with her? No, I'm serious. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I get that all the time.
This article's written for people with low-grade moron intellects. It's actually going to help us, Paul. I'm going to thank him on air when he joins us in a minute.
It's certainly not as sophisticated as the BBC one, because they enlisted this Michael Barkoon, who was attacking you on C-SPAN last year, as saying that beginning in the 1980s, so-called New World Order conspiracy theories spread throughout the extreme right in the US. They asserted some nebulous conspiracy was on the threshold of seizing all power in the US and dismantling the constitutional system.
I thought I was a communist, Paul.
But wait for it. The conspiratorial speculation reached fever pitch with an unwitting reference by former President Bush to a New World Order in a 91 speech to Congress marking the end of the Gulf War.
He only said it 244 times and wrote about it and called for it.
That's completely unwitting.
No, it's unwitting. You're right.
Mr. Bush was simply noting the shift in geopolitics as the Soviet Union crumbled and suddenly the bipolar world of the Cold War melted away, potentially giving rise to new international...
Funny, Thomas Barnett at the Pentagon, one of the chief strategists for the Naval War College, says it's world government.
Well, I mean, what does that mean? New international strategic alignment, the end of a bipolar world.
It means mono or uno.
Unipolar world, that's world government. I mean, what does uno mean? One.
Oh, but you're with Al-Qaeda. You know that one means one, Paul. What's wrong with you? They're only setting up international taxes, international regulation. Bush just signed on to UNESCO, Free Trade Area of the Americas. We're losing all our sovereignty. The borders are disappearing.
So it goes back to that thing again. If you talk about it in a negative sense, unlike President Bush, former President Bush, then you're a neo-Nazi terrorist and it doesn't exist.
But am I a neo-Nazi terrorist or a communist? Which is it? Because
exactly.
I'm anti-abortion, pro-Second Amendment, pro-national sovereignty. Man. You know, I don't think we're any of that, Paul. I think we may be Al-Qaeda.
I'm convinced.
Yeah, I mean, if I was Al-Qaeda, I'd be CIA-funded, like some of these writers are. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals, because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
You know, normally I would have taken about 15 calls by now, but I just haven't done it today because there's been so much news. I know the phones have been loaded. We'll get to you later, folks. We've got to take our time here and go over all of this, because this is important. Now, if this was just about me, I wouldn't cover it. I wouldn't talk about it. I mean, when the Washington Post calls me names, the New York Times does, or when I'm called a right-wing extremist, I ignore it. But this is a case point example, a textbook example of either witting or unwitting propaganda and techniques that are used. So when Vanity Fair attacks us, when American Legion attacks us, or the New American, or Front Page Magazine, or Popular Mechanics, we respond, and we decimate. Because we have the facts, we have the proof of what we claim and what we bring forward. John Sanders, I really appreciate coming on, is a political analyst at the Pope Center for Higher Education Policy, a spinoff of the John Locke Foundation, he's also been part of. He researches and writes about public policy issues affecting colleges and universities. I've even covered some of his articles before in a positive light, in North Carolina and across the country. Sanders produces a weekly newsletter on these issues entitled Clarion Call. Sanders has been published in the Wall Street Journal, which also talks about the Bohemian Grove, National Review, the San Francisco Chronicle, the Freeman, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and numerous newspapers in North Carolina. Sanders has been an adjunct instructor in economics at the North Carolina State University and holds a master's degree in economics with a minor in statistics and a bachelor's degree in English literature and language from North Carolina State. Sanders is a native of Garner, North Carolina. You can go to Infowars.com and link through to Front Page Magazine and link through to our quick analysis and response to it. And Paul Watson is with us because he's been savaged as well as part of this latest salvo. The vicious attacks, half-baked attacks from the neocon New American, full of its little conspiracy theories, they're refusing to come on this broadcast and others. Very cowardly, very weak. But thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Sanders.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for the invitation.
You bet. To start off here, why don't you explain to people why you wrote this article and give us your side of the story?
Well, I wrote this article as part of a series I do for the Pope Center entitled Course of the Month. And what I do is it's sort of a Golden Fleece Award for courses taught in colleges and universities in North Carolina. And I try to find what appears to me is some of the most absurd or anything non-academic courses in the system and highlight them, because I believe that sunlight is the best disinfectant. So I found out about this course taught by Jane Christensen at North Carolina Wesleyan, entitled the same thing as your DVD, right? 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And went to the syllabus, looked through all the links and everything, and went and wrote an article based on everything that was included in the syllabus.
Please continue.
Okay. I was waiting for a follow-up question.
Tell us about your article. I mean, tell us what you discovered.
Well, and I'm sure your readers are familiar. I went through all the websites she said were daily readings, recommended daily readings, and I reported on some of the headlines and things that I found in there. I went to your website and reported on some of the headlines and advertisements and things that I found in there, and did the same throughout her syllabus as well.
Let me read a small portion to basically just paraphrase some of the things you said. Well, let's just read an actual quote. A Jewish cabal controls world events. President Eisenhower...
Give the full quotation, okay?
Pardon me?
Give the full quotation.
I am reading it. A Jewish cabal controls world events. President Eisenhower was abducted by aliens, and that Nixon, Reagan, and the Bushes go off to a remote California location to practice owl worship. Now, just stop right there, because I want to expand on this for a second.
Okay, well, hold on just a second.
All right, fine. Sir, I just let you talk. Let me say something here for a second. Number one, we don't say a Jewish cabal controls world events. We've never talked about aliens abducting anybody. We don't cover that. Number two, your own Wall Street Journal has reported on Bohemian Grove. I've shot the video of it. They admit I snuck in there. Even major publications have posted photos. National Geographic has released by the Grove of a mock human sacrifice. They say that's what it is. And you try to, by snipping these little pieces out, imply that we're a bunch of complete lunatics. Some of the headlines you quoted, by the way, were from major mainstream publications like Reuters. Let's bring Paul Watson in for a second. Paul?
Well, yeah, that's what we were talking about. The article states, and here are some of the headlines to be found on one of the best websites. We don't know which one it is. It could be prisonplanet.com. This is
that was in reference to...
But the headlines are all from mainstream publications. Screened audiences fake news promote Bush agenda is from Hearst Publishing, which attacked us on the same basis that you're attacking us, yet they're supposedly mainstream. The other one, lies revealed, pretext for war fabricated, dead wrong, London Guardian, one of the biggest newspapers in Britain. Al-Qaeda making Agent X advances, that's Reuters. And the problem we have is that you list these articles as if, oh, look at these kooky headlines, who would believe these? And they're all from mainstream publications.
Well, that's what I did in my articles. I just quoted what was on the site.
But you linked to her.
Let me just say this, professor, or whatever.
Let me just say this, because this is important. On her website is Haaretz and UPI. When she makes the claim that Israel created fake al-Qaeda groups to carry out terror attacks, That has been in all the major Jewish newspapers. Now, is Professor Christensen now Jewish because she links to a socialist website, so you call her socialist?
Well, first of all, let me back up a
Do you
bit.
Believe what Professor Christensen believes because you link to her? Okay,
you guys are going to make my case for me if you're going to argue for skepticism about things that appear on the web.
No, go ahead.
What I said, no, in the context of Jewish cabal controls world event, in that quote, that was, if you think the Bush administration planned a 9/11 attack to give it an excuse to wage war for global domination, that a Jewish cabal controls the world event and all of those, then you'll disagree with my assessment. That sentence refers back to my first paragraph, which is that I believe that this was a course quite worthy of listing in my course of the month. So that all of those things respond to different sites and findings that I found on those different sites. So of those, if I recall correctly, the Nixon, Reagan, and Bush is going to practice owl worship referred back to, what, InfoWars. The others were from other websites. So I'm not saying that the Jewish cabal stuff was from yours, and subsequent reading of the piece would make that pretty clear.
No, it wouldn't. I'd say you spend over a third of your time in the article talking about my website, associating it with other groups and other people.
Well, then I must have a much greater appreciation for your reader's ability to read than you do, because
that's a psychological game. That's an ad hominem attack, and it doesn't work.
No, it's not an ad hominem, but from each website, I list under a bullet point from Renzi.com. Here's what I found. From libertythink.com, from counterfeits.org, I would think that would be pretty obvious.
Hey, let me stop you. Why didn't you link to Operation Northwoods that's listed on her site, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks? Let me ask you a question.
For example, it was because there were more things to choose from than I could. I couldn't quote on every headline in that.
What you're counting on people doing, Mr. Sanders, is not going and checking out the facts. You're counting on them reading all this ridiculous stuff about, you could go anywhere you wanted on the web and talk about aliens kidnapping a president and then add that in to the analysis, and it's guilt by association. You don't even say where that came from.
The professor did. The professor linked this as a daily reading website. I think, well, what's on these websites, and this is what I find.
Oh, yeah, and so you look at advertising, you look at forums, and if you can find anything connected to anything, though tentatively, you try to mix it all in together.
It's all there in their syllabus, so I went through each one and reported on
what was the syllabus about Eisenhower and aliens.
There was in the daily reading, and I went just on what was on there on April 4th when I wrote the article.
There was a link to a website that had some advertising for something.
I couldn't have found it otherwise, other than going through the website.
Uh-huh. I can go to ABC News and read about flying saucers. They had that for a month on their main page. Does that mean if there's an article on ABC News about Pope Benedict XVI that it isn't true? Maybe I should mix in an article about flying saucers and Pope Benedict XVI.
I'm not sure exactly what you're arguing. Are you saying that everything is true?
No, what I'm saying is because you go to a site and there's a banner for some advertisement about space aliens, then you can't look at everything on that site and say it's kooky.
Well, it does call for skepticism.
Okay, so if I go to a website and there's an ad for Battlestar Galactica on say, a major news channel's website, then I can't believe anything on that news site because there's an ad for Battlestar Galactica.
Well, Battlestar Galactica is pretty much a fictional thing that everyone knows.
They just did an ABC 2-hour special on UFOs.
Oh, well, I don't...
Does that mean everything ABC ever does is kooky? Look, let me get Paul to respond. Paul, I mean, there's so many points here that he brings up. What about Building 7, Mr. Sanders? I mean, Larry Silverstein says he blew up Building 7. Are you aware of that?
Did he say he used tactical nukes?
No, he didn't say he used tactical nukes. But no, respond to me. He says he blew it up. Can you respond to that?
Prison Planet, the quote that I used from Prison Planet, said probably tactical nukes.
That's what a rescue worker said he was told at Ground Zero.
Well, that was my response. I see tactical nukes, and, you know, that's pretty far out there.
Listen, I just answered your question. Now I want you to answer mine. Are you aware that the owner of the World Trade Center complex...
I thought that it was in, you know, maybe I'm confused over all the different buildings, but if I recall correctly, they did bring down several of the buildings afterwards because they had sustained damage.
On the day of 9/11 at 5:30, they gave the order to, quote, pull Building 7, gave the order, and watched it come down. And firefighters told the Associated Press, we're bringing Building 7 down. By the way, are you aware the new official FEMA story is that the buildings were faulty is why they fell? Not the last three official stories of why it fell?
I'm not keeping up with which is the official theme of the story or whatever. I'm just
Well, how do you call her, basically? I mean, how do you imply she's a communist because she links to socialist websites?
How do I imply she's a communist?
Well, I mean, I can read the article here on air. It's all about commie this, commie that. Yes.
Well, yeah, quote me. Give me a quote.
Well, what I'll do during the break is I will read back into your article. You're saying in the article that you don't talk about how she links to all these commies.
No, I say link to such as the Communist Front Group International Answer.
And to the Marxist professor. And to the, but she also links to AP, Reuters, conservative websites. You don't mention that, though.
I mention Al Jazeera, Pravda, other alternative media, the International Solidarity Movement for Palestine, Earth First, Zapatista, Desires Republican Web Ring. These are the sort of things when I read, they do give me pause.
Did you link to that UPI article about Israel carrying out terror attacks against itself?
No, I don't think I did.
Are you aware? Did you see it?
I can't remember everything I saw that day. There was
Are you aware of Operation Gladio?
No.
Well, that's now at Paul. Tell them about Gladio real fast.
Well, yeah, it's admitted it's in the National Security Archive. It was called the Strategy of Tension. It was a CIA operation in the 70s in Spain, Italy, and France to stage bombings, such as train stations, soft targets, to blame it on the then left to bolster the right-wing governments. And we've exposed right-wing terrorism, left-wing terrorism, but that is admitted as taking place in the 70s. Fake terror attacks blamed on the left wing.
She's got a link to that. I guess you didn't click on that.
Like I said, I already wrote 1,600 words on it. I can't go into everything and respond to it. I was giving information as to what this course entails. Now, from an academic perspective, there is nothing other than this one perspective. And it's supposedly an academic course, senior level, judged by the number, 495, when she admits it directly in her syllabus that, I'm reading, this course is unscientific and is outside the scope of traditional political science. That's fair grounds for me to criticize as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the course is saying Bill Clinton and George Bush aren't crime partners, telling us there's a fake, that there is some type of left-right separation. Those are fake and unscientific. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, she's honest about the fact that she believes this is true and that this is her view, but then if you watch my films, it's all documents and the government admitting it and their own documents and where you can get them.
And you trust the government documents when they admit something, but you don't trust the government on other things.
Now, that argument doesn't work. No. They put the spin on it that it's good that the U.S. government wanted to carry out terror attacks. They put the spin on things that it's good that they're arresting five-year-old children. They put the spin on things that it's good that our borders are wide open. They put the spin on things that it's good that our police wear black ski masks.
Well, anyone with any skeptical frame of mind can think of these things and combat them internally without believing the absolute worst about people.
Uh-huh.
My underlying criticism of this whole thing is the immediate jump to conspiratorial outlook.
But it isn't an immediate jump, sir. We have official U.S. government plans that were actually carried out to execute terrorist attacks almost identical to 9/11.
And you said from the 1970s, and these occurred how many times?
Hundreds. Bombings, blowing up school buses, shooting people, and blaming it on their enemies. Are you aware of Hitler burning the Reichstag to blame it on his enemies?
Oh, I was waiting for Hitler. That's great. Yes, I'm quite aware of that.
That's great.
I've seen that particular bit of evidence used and accused of the Bush administration or whatever.
Well, that's in the encyclopedia. This is really the big one. you imply, by mixing it in with space aliens, fake news. And that headline is Hearst. Now, we know about the fake reporters, the payoffs, the hundreds of millions of dollars of fake newscast, people being told, take your ties off at meetings, spray painting over the made in China. All the fake news, sir, are you saying there's not propaganda placement? Are you, because you are implying that it's mixed in with all this other stuff.
I didn't do the mixing, sir. The mixing was in this woman's web, in her syllabus. If it wasn't linked in her syllabus, I wouldn't have found it.
Yeah. But
don't blame me for the mixing. If you don't like the company that she put you in, don't blame me for it.
But, I mean, can you answer us? Can you say, yes, I know the news is predominantly fake?
I'm skeptical about every news report I hear. I check things out myself. But
I bet you think Bush is a conservative. Tell you what, stay there, sir. I appreciate it. John Sanders. He'll probably tell us Bush is conservative next.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Here's Larry Silverstein from the PBS documentary America Rebuilding. And then they go on again to say, pull it means blow it up. That's in the second clip, but let's go ahead and play the first clip. Here it is.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Doesn't matter if I got firefighters on video saying they were told that they blew it up. Just ignore that. Now, folks, you talk about being unscientific. In his own words, and we're about to go back to him, he does that. This is from his article. Academic Insanity at North Carolina Wesleyan. That second paragraph reminds me of Brad Goodman character on an old episode of The Simpsons. Ooh, that's a good source. He was a feel-good self-help guru and charlatan who proudly told his audiences, I don't have any credentials or training, but I have a Ph.D. in pain. So now he's implying she has a Ph.D. in pain. By the same token, the course doesn't have any political science or scientific approach, but it has a Ph.D. in kooky conspiracy mongering. Oh, and your source is The Simpsons. For the 9/11 The Road to Tyranny class, Christensen lists the following websites, and then they go ahead and go into it. Just unbelievable. Everything in Road to Tyranny is documented. Everything is coming out of their fat mouths at CFR meetings going, we're going to use this attack for a new world order. PNAC says we need to be attacked by terrorists so we can take all their freedoms and get all the oil, and Saddam isn't a threat. That's Dick Cheney saying that. We need to use race-specific bioweapons on people. That's the September 2000 Rebuilding America's Defenses. Forget Clark. Forget O'Neill. Oh, they're liberal sour grapes. No, we have them saying it. Your whole article, sir, is unbelievable, Mr. Sanders. Every paragraph is like that. It's a joke. You talk about not using evidence. You're now sourcing The Simpsons? Go ahead.
I was quoting The Simpsons in order to make a joke about what the professor says and saying that her course is outside the scope of the
But you go to a website that has some alien thing as a sponsor, and now you're connecting it to that tentatively.
No, I didn't connect it to it tentatively. The site is in the woman's syllabus as one of her recommended daily readings, whichever one it was, Rincey, I think it was.
Look, I commend her for being honest about her views. I'm glad she's honest about her views, sir. But I wish
you
would have been quoted.
If she wants to act, if she wants to be an activist, that's fine. If she's going to do this in the context of giving an academic perspective on 9/11, and she does it from one side of the spectrum, then I'm going to. I get attacked for criticizing professors who do it from the other side of the spectrum. So you know, it's been kind of refreshing to be called a communist. I will credit your readers for this. They can give out some good insults. The left gives out pretty bad, silly insults that, you know, third graders get out to.
Well, that's because they're controlled by the same foundations that control the controlled right wing in this country. Paul Watson, any comments or questions for Mr. Sanders?
Yeah, well, we were attacked in a similar vein by the BBC for believing in the New World Order, for believing government involvement in 9/11. They called us right-wing extremists. This article, when it mentions links to communist front groups, ANSA, and other Marxist groups, International Solidarity Movement for Palestine, equates us with the extreme left-wing, but it's the same attack foundation. So it proves that these labels are just directed demonization.
Well,
it's labels, got nothing to do with the facts. It's all about left-wing, right-wing.
What's on our site? The labels are correct as far as the groups that are linked.
But I'd say more of her links are to mainstream news and documents, and you don't mention one of those.
Well, you can link to mainstream, but then when you give groups like these that you mention, it makes me question.
Well, quite frankly, I think some of those groups have done great analysis. Counterpunch and Global Research and others.
Well, there you have it.
I don't agree with what they want this country to be, but I agree with their analysis. Stay there, please.